It's time for the Highlight Show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game 3, 4-game set here in Washington. Mets and Nationals, Mitchell Parker and Christian Scott was the pitching matchup, and the rookies didn't allow a hit over the first two innings. That was helped out by some fine defense by the likes of Jose Iglesias.
Here's the 0-2 to Thomas. Breaking ball, lined off of Scott's glove. It rolls towards second. Iglesias fields, fires, and he got him! Oh my gosh! Jose Iglesias, pending further review, just made an incredible play. Fielded the ball, leaned and flipped it as quickly as he could to first. And we'll see if this play is going to stand or not. But if it does stand, it's the second out.
Yeah, the Nationals did not challenge the play. OMG indeed, Keith. That was the save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Parker on the mound, as we mentioned, hadn't allowed a hit either. He did so with two perfect innings and four strikeouts. Scott had allowed just one base runner. That was a walk to Jesse Winker. Mets finally broke through against Parker as Tyrone Taylor led off in the third. 1-0 pitch to Taylor. Swung on, hit well. Down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. Fair or foul, it is a fair ball and long gone. Halfway up the seats and left, Tyrone Taylor, a solo shot. First hit of the game for the Mets. It's a solo home run, and the Mets are aboard, lead 1-0. Tyrone Taylor with the solo home run gave the Mets the 1-0 lead. For Tyrone, it was his fifth home run of the season. 1-0 Mets. Parker did limit. He set down the next three Mets. Shutdown inning for Christian Scott in the bottom of the third as the Nationals went 1-2-3. Then in the top of the fourth inning, the Mets broke through again. A one-out double by J.D. Martinez put a little bit of insurance on for New York. Two batters later, Martinez still at second, and Mark Vientos at the plate. 1-2 from Parker. Swung on, hit to center field. Young sprinting back, turned around at the warning track. He's at the wall, he leaps, and it's just a courtesy leap, because it's gone! A long two-run home run for Mark Vientos. And the Mets add on. It's a 3-0 lead for New York in the fourth. And that was our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Number 11 for Mark Vientos. He just continues on this impressive stretch here in 2024. Mets settled for just two, though. Luis Torrens grounded out for the final out. Christian Scott finally allowed his first hit of the night when Jesse Winker doubled into right field in the bottom of the fourth. No harm, no foul, though. Scott got Keibert Ruiz to pop out to end the fourth inning. In the top of the fifth, the Mets' offense continued to cash in against Mitchell Parker. Back-to-back groundouts to third started the inning, and it looked like Parker was set for another smooth inning. But Ben Gamel jump-started the Mets' rally with a double off the wall in center, his first hit as a Met, and that flipped the order for Francisco Lindor.
Runner at second, payoff. Lindor cracks a ball deep left center toward the bullpen. It is out of here. Two-run home run for Lindor. The Mets have hit three bombs tonight off Parker. This one gives them a 5-0 lead in the fifth. Lindor's 15th. He and Ben Gamel with two outs create a little stir against Parker and add on. The Mets have scored in three straight innings after Parker went six up and six down, and they have now figured him out.
Third home run of the game for the Mets and a 5-0 lead at the halfway mark. In the bottom of the fifth, Scott issued a leadoff walk to Luis Garcia. Joey Meneses followed with a single to left. That put runners at first and second with nobody out. Ildemar Vargas singled past Pete Alonso to score Garcia. RBI for Ildemar Vargas. Nationals on the board, 5-1 Mets. Still nobody out. Scott able to limit, though. A soft ground ball to third with Jacob Young up. Mark Vientos stepped on the third base bag. That got the lead runner. He then threw across to first for a double play. Huge play as the Nationals at first and second with nobody out. Now just a runner at second with two outs. And Scott struck out C.J. Abrams for the final out in the fifth inning. After the Mets went quietly in the top of the sixth, Christian Scott returned for the bottom half of the inning. James Wood picked up a one-out single to start the Washington rally. Jesse Winker followed with a single of his own to put runners at first and second. Jeremy Hefner came out to the mound to break up the Nationals' rhythm. Scott responded with a pop-out of Keibert Ruiz for the second out of the inning. Now at 97 pitches, Carlos Mendoza had Adam Ottavino up. He left Scott in to face Luis Garcia.
Wood at third, Winker at first. 5-1 Mets in the sixth. Scott's 1-0. Drilled in the air to deep right field. This one is gone. Whoa! Above the bullpen into the second deck in right. Garcia catches a hanging breaking ball and stuns Scott of the Mets. A three-run shot that all of a sudden makes the Met lead 5-4 in the bottom of the sixth. Garcia's first start in the series, a lefty in there against the righty, and he makes the Mets pay. And here comes Carlos Mendoza.
Yeah, not only did Garcia make the Mets pay with a three-run homer, it was it for Christian Scott, and it was our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets Turning Point of the Game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. What was a 5-0 Mets lead, now just 5-4. Christian Scott done. Adam Ottavino on. He recorded the final out on just one pitch, and that was it for Washington in the sixth. Former Met Jacob Barnes set the Mets down in order in the top of the seventh inning. Stretch time in Washington. Mets ahead by a run. Ottavino returned. He set down the first two Nationals of the inning. His job was done. He had reached his three-batter minimum. C.J. Abrams, a left-hander, was looming. So Carlos Mendoza went to Jake Diekman. Diekman got ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes on C.J. Abrams. But after a 10-pitch battle, Abrams worked a two-out walk. That put the tying run on for Lane Thomas. This will be the 15th pitch thrown by Diekman out of the pen. He's walked one already. Abrams leads off. Diekman sets and delivers. Swung on, hit to left. Nimmo racing back to the warning track. He turns. It's off the base of the wall. Abrams is to third. He's getting the wave. The relay by Lindor. Not in time. Game-tying double for Lane Thomas. And it's 5-5 in the bottom of the seventh. So the five-run Mets lead was erased, and Washington was not done yet. Go-ahead run at second for the rookie, James Wood. And this will be the 20th pitch for Jake Diekman and just his third batter. He has not recorded an out. Thomas leads off. Diekman sets the pitch. Swung on, hit back towards the middle, past Lindor into center field, a base hit. Thomas hits third. He's coming to the plate. There is no throw. It's a go-ahead single for James Wood. His first career major league RBI, and Washington takes a 6-5 lead in the seventh. Six unanswered runs for the Nats. They came all the way back and took a 6-5 lead on the first major league RBI for James Wood. After that, he would pick up his first major league stolen base with Jesse Winker up. So the Nationals had another runner in scoring position against Diekman, but the left-hander won an 8-pitch battle with Jesse Winker for a strikeout to end the seventh inning. Washington now ahead 6-5. Robert Garcia took over in the eighth, his third consecutive appearance. Carlos Mendoza sent up Francisco Alvarez to pinch hit. He flied out to right field for out number one. Francisco Lindor then struck out for the second out. Brandon Nimmo, left on left, managed to work a walk. That put the tying run on. It was also it for Robert Garcia. Hunter Harvey came on for Washington, his third consecutive appearance. Remember, two nights ago, J.D. Martinez took him deep for a three-run homer in the 10th, while the two met up once again with the Mets having the tying run in scoring position.
So Hunter Harvey is the flamethrower, has that pitch, and then the splitter, which can be tantalizing. Mets scored a run on him last night and a bunch on a Monday. 2-2. Strike three called. He painted 99 away. Well, Harvey must have known there. He threw chin music up and in on Martinez, backed him off the plate, and then snipes the knees on the outside corner to end the inning.
He threw JD a splitter a couple of nights ago. JD went to dead center. This time he comes with 97 on the black. He strikes out Martinez, and the Mets stranded the tying run in scoring position. In the bottom of the eighth, Ty Adcock took over. Kaimbert Ruiz flied out for the first out. One away, and once again, Luis Garcia at the plate.
The 2-2. That's cracked in the sky to deep center. Taylor going back, looks up, it is gone. He did it again. Luis Garcia hits a bullet right over the center field wall, fading into that green batter's eye. His second home run in as many at bats. It is 7-5 Nationals in the eighth. Washington gets a little breathing room.
A little bit of breathing room for the Nats. Second career multi-home run game for Luis Garcia. 7-5 Washington ahead. Adcock worked around a strikeout pass ball with Joey Meneses up thanks to a fine double play by Pete Alonso to retire the Nationals in the eighth. But now with a two-run lead for Kyle Finnegan, and the Mets could not mount a rally. Finnegan retired the Mets in order to end the game. Alonso flied out. Vientos grounded out. And then Luis Torrens flied out for the final out in the ninth inning, 7-5, the final score.